In the past few years, I've used a narrow area near a nostril as my meditation object, without much success in terms of calming the mind. Lately, I've been using the whole body as object. Is there a difference in depth between these two types of objects as ways to experience a breath? The ability of the mind to take interest, so that the success of the meditation and the depth of the experience will come from the degree of interest and willingness to engage in the object, so that if the focus is too narrow, too refined, and one can't really get engaged or interested, but one can with sort of the whole body or some other aspect of the breath, which is a bit broader, there's going to be a deeper experience, because one's actually engaging and able, and because of that, if one's able to engage, then one's able to sustain attention, and then the attention and mindfulness, awareness gains momentum. So then that's where the depth of one's concentration will rise from that, rather than just the object. So that aspect of finding things that one can be interested, engaged in as a meditation object is really important. Because if one isn't able to arouse interest, or one's not willing to arouse interest, then one loses interest in the meditation, so that the mind drifts sort of what comes to mind is a kind of a spin on Patrick Henry: give me apathy or give me whatever. You don't get much meditation going with that.